The story of the Queen of Sheba. We will consider whether you are telling the truth or whether you are liars. He is the one who delivers the news. Either he is truthful in what he reported, or he is lying. Here comes the role of the recipient of the news in verifying what he hears. Not everything we hear is true. The prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, told. There are people who narrate everything they hear without confirming it. He warned against this in the strongest terms. And he said, it is enough of a lie for Palmer to tell everything he heard. Narrated by Muslim. We must distinguish between those who are known for their honesty. He is known to lie. Or he is expected to lie. So we believe the first. We should be careful of the second and third types. In the story of the Queen of Sheba. When the hoopoe came with the news of their worship of the sun. The prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him, said. We will consider whether you are telling the truth or whether you are liars. This is what is required of everyone whom God has placed as a responsibility over people. To deal with the news he receives about them with reason and wisdom. It does not cancel the news. He should not rush to believe it and base judgments on it. The informant does not lie without evidence. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. Solomon was a wise king. He does not base his knowledge of what he decides upon only on what he hears. This is the most misleading of kings. He is described as an ear. The courtiers become his guardian who controls him. And so he said to the hoopoe, we'll look. That is, we confirm that we will consider the truth of what you brought to us. Are you honest or are you a liar? The carrier of the news should not get angry if he is told. We need to verify what you said. Because the listener is commanded to do so. Especially if he is in a position of responsibility. The news results in an action. Or judgment on people. Or otherwise. There are several benefits to this behavior. From her. The news transmitter is trained to be accurate in reporting and verifying news. And from her. That people recognize the truthful from the false in reporting the news. And from her. People should be careful about reporting the news. They do not rush to speak everything that reaches their ears. If they knew that they would be held accountable for what they reported. And from her. They blocked the way for snitches and tweeters. And the corruptors on earth. Those who hate people. And from her. Highlighting a valid model for verifying news. And not being courteous to the news carrier. The action was taken by the prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him. To verify the news. He is a correspondent from the Queen of Sheba. And invited them to Islam. He ordered the hoopoe to take the letter to her himself. He returns with the news. He said to the hoopoe, go with my book. So throw it to them. Then he turned away from them. See what they return. This is beautiful literature in verifying the news. The one who brought the news. He is the hoopoe. And the prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him. He did not believe him or lie to him. And let him know that he will verify what he said. Test him by conveying the message. To know the extent of his honesty and his lies in what he said. There is benefit in this. It is that whoever brings us news whose authenticity we doubt. He asked him to prove the veracity of what was conveyed to us. The way we see it. Suitable for the type of reported news. And the use of the prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him. For message style. It is useful for us to verify the news. By sending a message. We will clarify the issue. Before proving or denying it. The prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him, used it. In carrying and delivering the message. This was a quick method at that time. And he wanted to. To teach his soldiers to bear responsibility. What news they bring. And today. People have means of communication. Similar in speed. The speedy accession to the throne of the Queen of Sheba. From Yemen to the Kingdom of Solomon, peace be upon him. It is to send the message through modern means of communication and via the internet. It reaches the ends of the earth in the blink of an eye. This is a blessing that God has bestowed on people in this time. It should be used to please God. And what benefits people and does not harm them. It is one of the largest means of transmitting news today. It also transports waste and fat, and honesty and lies. It is not correct to rely on it, believing news without proof. So what if it was used initially in spreading fake news and in psychological and media warfare to weaken the souls of Muslims and to form a public opinion that is contrary to God's law? Here the Muslim must verify the news before publishing it, especially what was of it. It leaves a bad impact on the souls of Muslims, or insults the honor of Muslims, or he challenges Muslim scholars and their elite. God Almighty said, if a matter of security or fear comes to them, they claimed it, even if they returned it to the messenger and to those in authority among them. Those who deduce it from them know it. And had it not been for God's grace and mercy upon you, you do not follow Satan except a little. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. And when a matter of security or fear comes to them, he said, they claimed it. Denial of those who initiate things before they are achieved. He tells it, divulges it, and publishes it. It may not be valid. Al-Sadi, may God have mercy on him, said. This is a discipline from God to his servants for their inappropriate action. And they should, if an order comes to them of important matters and public interests, what concerns the matter and the joy of believers, or by fear that there will be a calamity for them, to be sure and not rush to spread that news. Rather, they return it to the messenger and to those in authority among them. People of opinion, knowledge, advice, reason, and sobriety. Those who know things and know the interests and their opposites. If they saw in his broadcast an interest and activity for the believers, for their joy and protection from their enemies, they did it. Even if they see that it is not of interest, or there is an interest in it, but its harm exceeds its benefit, they did not broadcast. That's why he said, he knows those who infer it from them. That is, they extract it with their sound thoughts and opinions, and their rational sciences. This is evidence of a literary basis. It is that if there is research into a matter, it should be assigned to someone who is qualified for this and given to its family. And he does not advance in their hands. It is closer to the truth and more likely to be safe than wrong. It prohibits haste and haste in spreading matters as soon as we hear them. The command to meditate before speaking and consider it. Is it an interest that a person should apply to? Or not, he refrains from it. Then God Almighty said, and had it not been for God's grace and mercy upon you, that is, in your success and discipline, and teach you what you did not know, you do not follow Satan except a little. Because man is by nature unjust and ignorant. His soul does not command him to do anything but evil. So if he turns to his Lord, holds fast to him, and strives to do so, his Lord was kind to him and granted him every good thing, and protect him from the accursed Satan. So, dear sister, be sure of what you hear in women's gatherings. And be patient while you move. People have used women as an example in spreading the news quickly without confirming or waiting. This may lead you to sin without realizing it. We ask God to protect us from the accursed Satan. But how was the Queen of Sheba received? The message of the Prophet of God Solomon. What is the position of her people regarding the message? We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of the Queen of Sheba. With the Prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him.